Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful priest before God, to expiate the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. There's a lot going on at Mass this evening, but it's beautiful because our faith is tangible. You can touch it, you can see it, you can experience it. And that is what the people in the temple who saw Jesus for the first time today experienced. And that's what brought about such great joy that they had in seeing the face, the human face of the God of the universe who made them and who was to save them from their sins. The one who calls himself the bread of life was born in the town called the House of Bread. The one who is the bread of life goes to the temple where the presence of God dwells, in Jerusalem, which is called the vision of peace. And we have to ask ourselves, what is this vision of peace that he brings, that brings such great joy to Simeon and Anna, who had been waiting for thousands of years for this moment to come? And it was precisely that God showed his human face to man. He reveals to men what it means to be a human being, the fullness of it. And he reveals to man that the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Joseph, is a God who wants to know and enter into every single detail of their lives. The good, the bad, the ugly, the joys and the suffering. The God of the universe has a face, and he has revealed himself today in the temple. The face of religion changed forever. Mary and Joseph, who were very poor, so poor that they couldn't even give their child, baby Jesus, you know, they gave him the most fitting nativity that they could, and it was in the feeding trough of animals. They couldn't afford to offer the lamb that they should have offered in the temple for the purification of Mary, but they offered turtle doves, and they offered the most important thing that anybody could offer, the Lamb of God, Jesus, who takes away our sins. So today we have a lot going on at this Mass. At the end we will have the blessing of the throats. So if you would come up two by two through the intercession of St. Blaise, we can give you that blessing if you so want. And we also celebrate and thank God for the gift of our Catholic school that we have, Sacred Heart Catholic School. And the mission of Sacred Heart Catholic School is nothing other than showing the face of God to people. Showing the face of God to the future and the present of the church. So that as our children grow up and enter into this world, which is growing increasingly dark, increasingly lonely, and increasingly not so much full of the presence of God, they may be the light which goes forth into the world to show people the face of Christ, to show people the most important thing in life, which is falling madly in love with Jesus Christ, who comes to show us the way to heaven. And I end today with a beautiful reflection on the most important thing of life, which is at the heart of our school. Nothing is more practical than finding God. That is, than falling in love in quite an absolute and final way. What you are in love with, what seizes your imagination, will affect everything. It will decide what will get you out of bed in the morning, what you will do with your evenings, how you spend your weekends, what you read, what you know, what breaks your heart, and what amazes you with joy and gratitude. Fall in love with God. Stay in love with God, and it will decide everything. Tomorrow, I myself will be going to Jerusalem in the Holy Land, and I promise you my prayers. I'm going there as a pilgrim to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. And you who mean the world to me as a priest, you who are my greatest joy and the love of my life, I pray for you and promise you my prayers from the Holy Land and hope that you say a prayer for me too, that I make it back safe. But it's been amazing being with you since July, and I really love being your priest, and it's my greatest joy. So let's pray for each other, and may God bless us all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.